Welcome to Shom Achshav on Adav, Shir sponsor, Lo Nishmas Haram Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soita Dav Beis, and this first shir will be a preview to the Masechta. This is a shorter version of the longest shir that we gave live, which is posted as well, and this just will give the highlights of that shir. We have to understand what's the idea of Masechet Soita. And the one way to look at it is the pshat, the inyan, of the agadatas of this Masechta. We will see in a few dapim that we're going to be talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. What's a shaykh as a Moshe Rabbeinu to Soita? And the end of the Masechta will speak about going into Eretz Yisrael and how the kibush of Eretz Yisrael happened. What's a shaykh as to this Masechta? And the Masechta will end with what's going to happen in Ikvus of the Mashicho and the deterioration of the generations. How is this connected to Masechet Soita? One additional question is, where is Parshas Soita mentioned in the Torah? It's mentioned in Parshas Nosoi. L'chor, that's not the right place. Parshas Soita should be mentioned together with all the arayas in Achrim Moed Kedoshim. What is it doing in Parshas Nosoi in Sefer Bamidbar? But the idea is like this. The Achrim explain, at least according to the Rambam, that the idea of Soita is not that a woman did an Isser, but that she betrayed the trust of her husband. The Rambam wants to say that a Shachuf, which we'll see in Dav Chavov, person who's not able to have Be'ilo, according to the Rambam, there's still an Indian of Soita over there. So says the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis Sibin Mem, says the Kravitz Arvitz Sibin Mem, hey, what's the idea in the Rambam? Because the idea is, as the Gemara is going to tell us later, K'peida Sabal, the Indian is that the husband cares about this relationship, not the fact that there is actual Znus. Similar idea is brought down in a famous Maharik. The Maharik tells us, if a woman did not know it's an Isser D'Oraisa to do Znus, she thought the Torah allows it. It's still an Isser of Soita. Why? Because she knows she's betraying her husband. Even today in the world, where people have a very low value system, people understand the concept of betrayal. Even the Goyim understand the idea of betrayal. And that's where Medugduk, in the Psukim, it says that a husband is Mekane L'Ishto, Lashon Kino. What does Kino mean? Kino is jealousy. And the definition of kina is the understanding, the pshat, that I feel this thing the other person has belongs to me. As the famous Ibn Ezra tells us, how can you tell a person not to be jealous? Because if everybody knows what I have is what Kesh Bukhul gave me, and what I don't deserve, I'll never get. And what my friend has, what Kesh Bukhul gave him, so then there's no kina. Kina, jealousy, means I want what that person has. When a husband is mekane, he's teveya, he's demanding, I want my wife. What is she doing with somebody else? From Moshe Shapiro, as I used to mention, the kino is mentioned in the Torah regarding two things, by a soito and by avodah zarah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekane for anybody who's doing avodah zarah. Why? It's the same idea. Avodah zarah is, what are you doing with somebody else? What are you doing over there? You belong over here. You belong to me. And as we mentioned many times in the shiurim, the idea of a ish ve'isha is equivalent to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, equivalent to a neshama and guf. When you have a problem with a soito, that means you have a problem with that connection, with the relationship between a ish ve'isho. Represents a problem with the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Represents a problem with the relationship between an Adam with his neshama and guf. That's the reason someone who sees a soito, yazir atzma min hayayin. He needs to cause his body not to be indulging and enjoying the world as it did. He needs to separate the body a little bit. It needs to do a tikkun like the soito, that the isha, which was representing the guf, it's not completely connected, it has a correct relationship with the neshama. So nimtzeim ken, that soito is not an isser, it's an inyan of a relationship. That's why it belongs to Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu who reveals himself. Yetzias Mitzrayim, bringing down to the Mishkan. Sefer Yikra is the avodah of Am Yisrael. But Midbar is the relationship. Is Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu together going through the Midbar? Where is Soita in the Sefer? Parshas Nosoi. Parshas Nosoi is after Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the Mishkan. You have Am Yisrael Shoyri around the Mishkan with the Dgalim. Here is how they're living together. That's where Soita belongs, because Soita is talking about a relationship. Only mainly this is the key to understand many of the sugyas that God does of this Masechta. Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, is considered to be, in a Kabbalistic concept, is considered to be, so to speak, married to the Shechina. by the matronisa. That's what Chazal say. He couldn't have Yocheved as his wife anymore because he's so to speak married to somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu is responsible for the relationship with Yakadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. He is the shushrin. He's the one in between that connects Yakadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael together. That's why he belongs to Masechet Soito. That's why we go into Eretz Yisrael, the whole mahalach of getting Eretz Yisrael, which is the mokum of bayis that we live with Kodesh Baruch Hu, is discussed in this Masechet. And the Masechet ends with Ikvas and Meshicho, when the relationship is deteriorating. You don't have that relationship anymore. What happens every generation? What happens when this person dies, when this person dies, and how the whole story of Ikvas and Meshicho happens? Because the whole mahalach of this Masechet is the Masechet that speaks about not an Isser, not an Inyan, but a relationship. The connection, the chibur between a ish ve'isho, presenting the chibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, presenting a ish, the connection of neshama and guf. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.